News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Palestinian authorities have said that Israeli airstrikes in Gaza have killed at least 330 people, ending a weeks-long standoff over extending the ceasefire that halted fighting in January. Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle Eastern correspondent, joins us. Alistair, your read of what has happened, obviously the most extensive airstrikes we've seen in a long time, but it looks like there's a backdrop of more than that going on here.
To some extent, I think this was inevitable, but the timing is a surprise. The specific timing was kept under wraps by a very close circle of people within the IDF, I'm told, so as to retain that element of surprise against Hamas. The reason I say that there's some inevitability about it is twofold. One, Benjamin Netanyahu had never entertained really the idea of ending the war completely, partly because it would almost certainly see the collapse of his coalition and him out of government. But secondly, because there has been a disagreement running between Israel and Hamas as to how the ceasefire could be extended. They've got different opinions of how that should happen.
Okay. And is that because Israel want to see the ceasefire, the phase one ceasefire extended, and Hamas want to move to phase two? Is that the difference of opinion?
Exactly. So Hamas strictly are staying true to the terms of the agreement that was signed off back in January. And that is that there's three phases of a ceasefire. Phase one finished a number of weeks ago and phase two should then begin. Now, phase two would be absolutely crucial. It was always going to be very hard to achieve because it would see the full withdrawal of the IDF from Gaza, an official end to the war and the end of Hamas rule. And there's no idea how Hamas gives up its power in Gaza. Nobody's come up with a solution for that. But also Netanyahu does not want to end the war, as I said beforehand.
Yeah.
So Israel wasn't prepared to really entertain the idea of moving to phase two. What they wanted to do and still want to do is what's been known as the Witkoff plan after Steve Witkoff, the US Middle East envoy. And as you say, it's effectively an extension of phase one for probably 6 weeks. And you would see half of the remaining 59 hostages released at the beginning, and then the remaining hostages, dead and alive, released at the end of that, if the two sides had agreed by then to end the war.
Okay. Alistair, if that were to happen, if Hamas were to release the hostages in maybe those two tranches you're talking about, that does limit their own bargaining chips, doesn't it? And leaves Hamas with very little leverage in any further negotiations.
Yeah, of course. And Hamas are savvy to that. They are aware as well of dynamics such as domestic opposition within Israel itself, and they often seek to exploit that. And of course, you know, like it or not, you have two sides that need to agree to a ceasefire, and one of those sides is Hamas. And for them, the best card that they have, as cynical or as cruel as you might think it is, the best card they have still is the 59 hostages who they have in Gaza. So they are using that to try and get the best ceasefire deal possible. Now, whether or not this escalates further probably depends on whether or not Hamas is willing to return to the negotiating table and entertain
and be bent,
what the Americans have put forward.
Bent to Israeli will. That was my last question for you. Do you see this escalating, possible land incursion by the IDF and an actual return to a full-on onslaught on Gaza?
I'm afraid I do see it escalating further, certainly in the short term. I think if you're looking for reasons for optimism, firstly, both sides have said they want to continue a ceasefire deal. They might have a difference of opinion as to how that happens, but both sides say they want to continue the ceasefire. So that is grounds for optimism. Secondly, whilst the Israelis seem to have the support of the White House and President Trump for now, I don't remain convinced that Trump wants to see a full-scale war resume in Gaza because he wants peace. He ultimately wants a Nobel Peace Prize. And so how long will he provide support to the Israelis to continue the operation? And so, you know, you look at those factors, and also you've got to ask yourself, what really are the Israelis hoping to achieve by another full-scale operation, given that for 15 months they absolutely bombarded Gaza from every single angle, and they still didn't manage to defeat Hamas, and they still didn't manage to get most of their hostages home. That was ultimately done through a negotiated process.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Alistair Bunkle there, Sky News' Middle Eastern correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.